Greetings from the Provincialate to all in the extended Spiritan family. In today's Gospel, we see Peter and the other disciple running towards the tomb where Jesus had been buried. Peter arrives first, but it is the other disciple who has the courage to go into the empty tomb. He saw and he believed. No matter where you are this Easter Sunday, we believe that we are all united in faith as pilgrims standing before the empty tomb. We believe in the good news that Jesus has truly risen from the dead and that his resurrection gives hope, consolation, and peace to all peoples. As a province and as a society, we are living in a time of pandemic that has brought heartbreak and misery to our world. As we stand before the empty tomb, we are reminded that what unites us is not our fear, but our faith. What brings us together is the charism of our founders, Claude Poulin de Place and Francis Liebman. Neither of our founders were strangers to setbacks and suffering. Francis Liebman offers advice for trusting in God's plan. He wrote, "At the moment, I am convinced that we are where God wants us to be. We are simply following the signs given by his divine providence. Throughout my life, I have never managed to succeed with a plan that I have dreamt up myself. But, as if by some magic, I have always managed to carry out, and not without crosses and trials, all that was presented to us providentially." The Spiritan story is a tale of perseverance in the face of adversity, patient trust in the challenges that life presents. We are proud to be part of that story. Recently, you have heeded the call to self-isolate and live a very restricted life, and we thank you for doing that. Many of you have been able to continue your work from home for our Spiritan schools, Spirasi, parishes and offices, and we thank you for your dedication at this uniquely difficult time. Some of you have been asked to continue the work of caring in various ways for our confreres in our communities, and we appreciate your wonderful commitment. Finally, please be assured that you are very much in the prayers of the leadership team at this time. Stay strong, stay safe. I conclude with a small prayer for those affected by the coronavirus. This prayer is composed by the Episcopal Conferences in Africa and Madagascar. Almighty and merciful Father, you show your love to all your creation. We come before you asking for a quick control of the coronavirus currently ravaging our world. Hear graciously the prayers we make for those affected by the virus in various parts of the world. Grant healing to the sick, eternal life to the dead, and consolation to the bereaved families. We pray that an effective medicine to combat the sickness be speedily found. We pray for those in the relevant governments and health authorities that they take appropriate steps for the good of the people. Look upon us in your mercy and forgive us our failings. Amen. Claude Poulard de Place, pray for us. Francis Lieberman, pray for us. St. Patrick, pray for us. St. Bridget, pray for us.